afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. My name's Jess. I got a really beautiful little cockatiel yesterday who is 8 weeks old. And I don't know when the first time I need to get him in to see you guys to get microchipped and just a general check would be.
Okay. I'd definitely get him, if you've only just got him, I'd definitely organise a health check soon, like even tomorrow, just to rule out that there's nothing underlying or anything like that that you need to be concerned about. And we can also just make sure he's in good health and get you on the right track if we need to tweak anything with his husbandry. Is he eating solids all on his own?
Yeah. What is husbandry?
Oh, just the way you care for them, the environment, the cage setup and things like that, what you feed them thing, and everything. So he's fully eating on his own. Are you not having to give him supplement feeds or anything like that?
No, just on feed, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure. So it all depends on how he presents. He might still be a little bit too young to have the microchipping done, but obviously the doctor will discuss that with you, and if he thinks it's all okay, then we can go ahead and do the microchipping. Microchips have to be done under an anaesthetic with these little guys here, because we do implant it into their pectoral muscle, so their breast muscle opposed to just under the skin like in a dog and cat. So they need to have the health check done first just to make sure that they're in good health to then go ahead and have that microchipping done.
What age is that normally done?
It goes on, if you've only just new, you'd probably be looking a little bit, maybe around the 12-week mark or so. But as I said, it just depends on his size and his body condition and things like that. And if we find anything on examination that might require medications, we wouldn't look at putting them under a short anaesthetic to do a microchipping.
Do you do microchip the same day or does it need to be a separate appointment?
If we look in for the view of possible microchipping, it can be done on the same time. As I said, we do need to do a light anaesthetic, so we need to book out a little bit more time to do that and have obviously the nurses available to be able to help perform the procedure as well.
Sure.
But yeah, definitely something like being 8 weeks old would probably, as I said, is a little bit too young. We could do is if he's already had the health check and we look at coming back in, say, a month's time or something to look at having the microchipping, you just book in to have the microchip done because we've only just done the health check.
I was just wondering when your next Saturday appointment that you might have it.
Yeah, sure. Let me just have a look. Now, we wouldn't look at doing microchipping on a Saturday, just to let you know that. Would generally be done during the week. It's just that we're just only open a short period of time and nurse availability is generally pretty crazy here in the practice. So we'd like to do it during the week when it's not so crazy.
I understand. I'm a nurse too.
Yeah, sure. I can definitely get you in for a health check this Saturday, the 19th. 10:20 would be the first available appointment time. Otherwise, I can look further other Saturdays.
That's great. 10:20 is great.
Excellent. Have we seen you here before with any other patients?
No.
No? Okay. I'll just have to grab some details so I can make this appointment here. What's your first name?
Jess.
Jess. And your surname, Jess?
Martin.
And your email address?
Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Kirkcaldy, which is K-I-R-K-C-A-L-D-I-E, @gmail.com.
Excellent. And your best contact number is someone that you're calling on?
Yeah.
Excellent. And your address there, Jess?
Unit 1, number 81, Marine Parade in Redcliffe. Just around the corner from you guys.
Yeah, nice and close. Here we go. And what's this cute little one's name?
Pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak, love it.
And he hatched on the 16th of the 5th.
And do we know if Pipsqueak's a male or female?
Yeah, we've got DNA testing. He's a male.
Male? Excellent.
And he learned to fly for the first time on the 4th of the 6th.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if you need to know that. I was just
It is really good to hear that he is flying, especially if he hasn't flown, obviously, confidently before. We do like to make sure that they are flying, especially, sometimes they come to us with wing trims that haven't learned to fly yet. So it is really good that he is learning to fly.
I asked them not to do the wing trim because he's still really unstable when he's on a perch. Like he'll be on the perch and then he'll kind of trip off it a little bit and fall over a little bit and then come back up onto the perch. And I thought, I don't think he's got his balance to him properly yet.
You're doing the right thing, definitely. We do like flighted birds. Obviously, there are some scenarios where we do need to consider wing trimming, but definitely if they are flighted, if you can provide a safe environment for them to safely fly around, bearing in mind with fans being on and everything like that, definitely is a good way to be.
Oh, I want him to be part of the family and flying around and flying onto people and all that. Like, we're so excited. We've just gone and bought him, like, this big play gym and but it's fun. Do you know how much a health check would cost, by any chance?
Yeah, certainly. So it's $170 for the consultation. That includes the full checkup and also some basic fecals, just to check to make sure there's no underlying parasites. Being a young bird, just coming from either a breeder or a pet shop, wherever you might have got squeak from, we do a special stain on their feces just to check their gut bacteria and stuff, make sure that everything's going okay there. That stain's $50.
So $210 or $220.
And then down the track, if you are looking at microchipping, I'll just get the cost of that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Microchipping. Now this includes the anaesthetic as well, so that's $180, and it's a lifetime registered microchip. So we would register that at the time of implant, have that all up and going by the time you leave.
Do you find that most people do microchip their birds or not?
We do definitely recommend it. Just especially like if they were to escape or anything like that, if they're picked up by either the RSPCA or another vet surgery or get taken into a vet surgery, we always scan the bird in that situation just to see if they do have a microchip. Hopefully they do. That's the only really good way of ID, especially if leg rings aren't really a form of ID for escape birds. It's more for a greater identification, and they can easily be removed. So yeah, a microchip is implanted, so it'd have to be surgically removed. So yeah, it definitely is a really good idea to have it done.
Awesome, cool. Okay, well I'll see you on at 10:20 on Saturday. Thanks very much.
A problem. I will send through just a questionnaire. If you can just fill that out as best as you can prior to the appointment, that will be much appreciated.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.